Spokane County has had 3 commissioners for most of its history as a government, but will have 5 elected by district starting next year. A committee has been chosen to draw the lines for the new districts and has about 5 months left to complete the task. The group's chair says they need feedback from the public now. The committee, a group of community members chosen by Republican and Democratic legislators, has already started meeting to discuss redistricting. Chair of the body, Elaine Couture, says they need community members' feedback as early as possible.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and what decisions are being made today for the future generations is really very important.
The Board of County Commissioners, currently composed of 3 Republican members, makes decisions about how the jail, the courts, and the sheriff's office are funded. They also oversee grants that can be used for homelessness, housing, and infrastructure. Under the current system, commissioners are elected in their district in the primary and countywide in the general election. That system has resulted in commissioners sometimes losing in their district, but winning countywide. Starting next year, commissioners will only be chosen at the district level, and each district will be smaller. Couture says the committee wants to hear from the community as early as possible and said they can submit maps or other ideas about how individual districts should look, and the group will listen to their ideas.
The committee has taken the community engagement plan very, very seriously. They want to get as many voices involved in this. They also recognize that in the end, we need to go ahead and come up with a plan that can be implemented, because this isn't a matter of we can't delay it. It has to be done.
They currently meet on Tuesdays at the Spokane Arena at 4:30 and will hold 4 informational sessions, the first of which is scheduled July 10th. The committee will also hold public hearings starting in October, and the new district plan is due in November. Couture says the Spokane County redistricting website should go live this week, and call-in and in-person attendance information for their meetings is on the county's website now. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.